Welcome to The Real Relationships Show. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Coach, and I'm going to be getting down and dirty to bring you the good, the bad, and the ugly of real relationships from all over the world. I'll be interviewing real people about their relationships, and I'll be sharing with you hints, tips, and information from my expertise as a relationships coach. Enjoy the show and be prepared to create your strongest, healthiest, and most robust relationship ever. This is The Real Relationship Show, and these are real people and real stories. Hello, it's day 23 of the Countdown to Christmas Alternative Advent Calendar, and we are almost there. But today, I'd like you to cast your mind back to when you first met your partner. What was it about them that attracted you to them? Because it's been a really difficult year this year for all of us. And it's really easy, particularly at this time of year when we've got the added stress and pressure of Christmas and New Year and plans changing for so many people at the last minute. It's really easy to take our stress, our frustration, our anxiety out on our partner and to lose sight of the fact that we were attracted to them in the first place and to lose sight of what it was that attracted us to them. Now, if you're single, it's also a really good time to remind yourself what's so great about being single, why you've chosen to be single if you've chosen to stay single. I know lots and lots of people have, and that's absolutely great. Not everybody wants to be in a relationship. A lot of people prefer to be single and choose to be that way. So remind yourself, if you're feeling yourself getting stressed, getting anxious, getting worried, remind yourself why you're choosing your particular relationship status. But if you're in a relationship, remind yourself what it is that first attracted you to your partner. And I'm going to share with you my first impressions of my partner. We first met 23 years ago. And I have to be perfectly honest, my very first impression of him was, I wouldn't want to meet him alone on a dark night. And what a rude, arrogant man. Granted, we were in a pub, I was celebrating my birthday, and he was out with some rugby friends celebrating. And by his own admission, he has very little recollection of us actually meeting that night. But we met and he would not leave me alone. He followed me everywhere and I just wanted to get shot of him. However, after that night, it didn't take me very long to succumb to his advances and go out on a date with him. And I soon realized that actually this was the love of my life. But it was going to take us another 15 years before we actually got together. So we have now been together for almost 8 years. And when we get really stressed, when I get really stressed, when I have those days where I think up and wake up and think, what on earth am I doing here? Because we all have those days. We all wake up at times and think, what am I doing with my partner? I only have to look at him to remember what it is that actually first attracted me to him, first changed my opinion over wanting or not wanting to meet him on a dark night on my own. And what it was quite simple. He makes me laugh. We have fantastic conversations. And we both love the simple things in life. In fact, our idea of bliss is escaping outdoors, whatever the weather, into nature. And we love to go walking and hiking, or narrow boating is one of our favourite holidays. And we know that that is when we really, truly reconnect with each other and what brings us back together. So have a think today. Reflect on what it is that first attracted you to your partner. Why you're in love with them. Why you are still with them. And if you're single, reflect on all those reasons why you've chosen to be single and what it is that makes you really happy to be single. And if you need some help, then get in touch. You can get hold of me through my website, which is notarehearsal.co.uk, or drop me a quick email, info@notarehearsal.co.uk, or contact me via Messenger, LinkedIn, any of the social media platforms, and I will help you out over this period of time. You can even book a power hour with me over the next week if you are really struggling with your relationship. And all of the details are on my website. I'll put them in the notes as well. Thank you so much for joining me so far. And I will catch up with you again tomorrow for the very last day of the Countdown to Christmas Alternative Advent Calendar. I'll see you again tomorrow. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you can be notified as soon as new episodes are released. Thank you so much for tuning in. Join me next time on The Real Relationship Show for more good, bad, ugly, and dirty real relationships. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Coach, and I look forward to catching you again very, very soon.